الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Explanation of عمدة الأحكام, the book of fasting, and now we are in a new chapter. باب أفضل الصيام وغيره. A chapter, the best of fasting and other than that, meaning that which is not permitted. Now, Hadith 197. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال: أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أقول: والله لأصومن النهار ولأقومن الليل ما عشت. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنت الذي قلت ذلك؟ فقلت له: قد قلته بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله. قال: فإنك لا تستطيع ذلك، فصم وأفطر وقم ونم وصم من الشهر ثلاثة أيام، فإن الحسنة بعشر أمثالها، وذلك مثل صيام الدهر. قلت: إني لأطيق أفضل من ذلك، فصم يوما وأفطر يومين. قلت: إني لأطيق أفضل من ذلك. قال: فصم يوما وأفطر يوما، فذلك مثل صيام داود عليه السلام، وهو أفضل الصيام. قلت: إني لأطيق أفضل من ذلك. فقال: لا أفضل من ذلك. وفي رواية قال: لأصومن فوق صوم أخي داود عليه السلام شطر الظهر، صم يوما وأفطر يوما. عبد الله the son of عمرو بن العاص, عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما, reported that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was informed that he could stand up for prayer throughout the night and observe fast every day so long as he lived. In another narration that he said, Wallahi, by Allah, I shall fast the day and observe the night prayer as long as I live. Or he could stand up for throughout the night and observe fast every day so long as he lived. So the Prophet ﷺ thereupon, he said, is it you who said this? I said to him, Messenger of Allah, it is I who said that. Thereupon the Messenger ﷺ said, you are not capable enough to do so. Observe fast and break it. Sleep and stand for prayer. And observe fast for 3 days during the month. For every good is multiplied 10 times. And this is like fasting forever. I said, Messenger of Allah, I am capable of doing more than this. Thereupon he said, fast one day and do not fast for the next 2 days. I said, Messenger of Allah, I have the strength to do more than that. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, fast one day and break on the other day. That is known as the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam, Prophet Dawood. And that is the best fasting. I said, I am capable of doing more than this. Thereupon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing better than this. Fast one day and break on the other. And in another narration, there is no fast better than the fast of Dawood. He fasted one day and broke the fast for the other day. What is intended in this hadith is the voluntary fasting. Voluntary fasting. And this is the fasting that is not obligated. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He legislated for us voluntary worship. Voluntary worship. There, for every fariḍa, for every obligatory action, Allah legislated from its kind that which is voluntary. What are the wisdoms behind this? First, these voluntary worship completes the fara'id, the obligatory one. Because no matter how the person puts from extent in worship in the obligatory one, it's inevitable that there is some defect. So these, the nawafil, will complete the fara'id, will complete and compensate for that. Second, there is increase in reward. Why? Because the voluntary worship is worship. And when the person increases in this, then his reward will increase. The third, in this there is also increase of iman, because iman increases with obedience. And fourth, this is a cause to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in the hadith, my slave continues to draw nearer to me by the nawafil until I love him. And the fifth, in this there is a strong attachment of the person with his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if his worship is limited to the fara'id, then there could be signs of negligence or heedless times between the fard and the next fard. Like take for example between the fajr and the dhuhr, there is long time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated the duha. Allah legislated the duha, the optional voluntary prayer of duha. Also, take between Ramadan and the next Ramadan, a whole year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated optional fast, so that the person continues to be attached with Allah azza wa jal. Sixth, if these voluntary acts of worship, if they were not legislated, then people would innovate them. People would innovate them. So it is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have legislated them. Why? Because the selves are motivated to do and to act. So if these were not legislated, people would have invented some acts of worship. Is that clear? The next wisdom is that these acts of worship incite to do the fara'id. And so the person will not leave the fariḍa. How? Because the one who will do the optional, then by all means will do the fariḍa. Is that clear? So they will incite to do the fara'id. The ninth wisdom is that in the voluntary acts of worship, they act as ease to carry on, make it easy to carry on the obligatory acts of worship, and training the self to place it ready to do the fara'id. So take for example the legal permit to fast the month of Sha'ban. Why? From that is to prepare the self and make it ready and adopt the fasting, since the obligatory one is coming in the next month. Similarly, the Salah before Dhuhr, the voluntary prayers before Dhuhr. They train you and make you ready for the Faridah. So these are nine wisdoms behind the legislation of voluntary acts of worship, and from them is the voluntary fast. Now, the types of voluntary fast are two. The types of voluntary fast are two. First, general type. The second, the restricted. The second is the restricted. And the restricted is of two kinds. Restricted to a fard. And second, restricted to time. Example on that which is restricted to fard is the fasting of the 6 days of Shawwal. Right? Clear? Also, the fasting of Sha'ban. Right? And the fasting of Sha'ban. Example on the restricted to time. This is in reference to every kind of fasting restricted to a time, like Arafah, fasting the day of Arafah for the non-pilgrim. Fasting the day of Monday and Thursday. Fasting the Ashura. 3 days of each month. Right? These are from the restricted to time. And the general is to fasting any day in the cause of Allah. As the Prophet ﷺ said, anyone who fasts a day في سبيل الله in the cause of Allah, Allah will distance him from the fire a distance of 70. This is the unrestricted or general. Clear now? Therefore we have two types of voluntary fast. Unrestricted, general, and restricted. And the restricted is of two types. The restricted is in terms of the fariḍa and in terms of time. Right. And the difference between the obligatory fast and the optional fast is first, with respect to the obligatory fast, one builds the intention from the night preceding the fast. With respect to the nafil, the permissibility to have the intention during the day. And with respect to the fard, the husband has no right to prevent his wife from fasting the fard. With respect to the nafil, the husband has the right to prevent her from fasting the optional fasting. She needs the permission of her husband. From the difference is, if the person begins the obligatory fast, then it is forbidden upon him to disconnect it with respect to the optional fast, he may disconnect it. Now, these are the differences between the obligatory fast and the optional fast. And some scholars added a fourth one, that whoever there is upon him an obligatory fast, then it is not correct for him to volunteer an optional one. Until he finishes that which is obligatory. In this hadith, Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ was told, and the one who told him was Abdullah's father, meaning Amr ibn al-As. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him in the hadith, "Is it you who said that? Is it you who said this?" This is despite the fact that the one who told the Prophet ﷺ is a trustworthy person, and he is his father, Abdullah's father, Amr ibn al-As. However, the Prophet ﷺ intended to make him confess and attest to that, such that if he says yes, then the Prophet ﷺ will say to him such and such, as we will learn. And this is from the good teaching of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In the hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said, "Qad qultuhu," I have said that. I who have said this. "Bi-abi anta wa ummi," meaning having my father and my mother as a sacrifice for you. The benefits of this hadith. The merit of Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, because he was seen to do the worship, to worship Allah. The second benefit, the perfection of Sharia of Islam, whereby it gave the self its right, the right of worship and its physical right. Yourself has a right upon you. Third, the permissibility to fast 3 days of each month. How this is deducted? How this is deducted? The permissibility to fast 3 days of each month. From hadith. How this is deducted? And observe fast for 3 days. Of their fast 3 days during the month. Now, if he does so, then since each good deed is multiplied by 10, it will be as if he fasted what? It will be as if he is fasting. If he does this, he will be fasting, right? Huh? Forever. Now, and 1 year, and he continues on this, it will continue. Now, because 3 days times 12, this will be 36 days. Then times 10, this will be 360. And so on. Clear? Clear? The fasting 1 day and breaking 2 days is better than fasting 3 days of each month. How is this? Because the one who fasts 1 day and then breaks 2, then he will end up fasting, what, more than 3 days, right? 3 days or more. That's clear. It's not clear. As in the hadith,